This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Jessica Bremberg from Saugus High School, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. And Jessica, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, congratulations on the honor. It's an athletic and academic honor, so we're going to get into both the athletics and the academics. But let's go with the athletics. And right now, you're involved with track, right, at this point of the time of the year?
Yes.
So tell me about the events that you are that you're involved with in spring track.
So I do. So I run the 400, and then I'm also part of the 4x100 relay. And then for field events, I do long jump and triple jump.
Nice. Okay. And you've been an NEC All Star. You've been to the state meet, right? Too over the years, correct?
Yeah, I've been All Star since like my sophomore year and up, and then I went to states last year. I'm going again this year.
And a three-year captain, too, as well, right?
Yeah.
So tell me about – let me focus in on that. Tell me about your role as captain. How do you approach that, and what do you think the role of a captain is?
Well, track's a really, like, spread-out sport. Every events are, like, all over different places. So in my, like, jumping area, I've been jumping, like, since – like middle school, so I really know like my like two events, triple and long jump. So as captain, I've kind of helped the newer jumpers get like ready for meets, prepare to jump, help them get their marks, and kind of turn into like a jumping coach ish for sometimes. And then also I take it as kind of leading by example, because track is a pretty like individual team sport, but you have to like gain independence. So kind of showing my like teammates, especially the younger ones, like what you should you be doing at a meet, where should you be going, making sure you're at your events, know when your events are.
No, but that's a great point, though. I mean, I think you really nailed it. I mean, when you think about it, there's a lot of, you know, you have to be here at that time and be ready to do this. And, you know, there's a few steps to the process that, you know, maybe not be as automatic as they might be in other sports. And softball, you're stepping up to the plate. You know what's coming. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So as an athlete, how do you think you've evolved or grown in your years at Saugus?
I think I've definitely gained a lot of good, like, leadership skills, communication skills from, like, lessons from coaches I've had and just, like, becoming, like, a good teammate. Like, that's definitely probably the best thing I learned from Saugus High Sports is how to be a good teammate.
All right, I want to jump back to the winter season. You played basketball. Any thoughts or notes on the basketball season?
I think we had a good season. Although we had eight seniors. So I think that says a lot about the program in Saugus in general. I've been playing with those girls since fifth grade travel. So it was really great to like kind of finish our basketball careers with each other. And then also with like this season, we had a new coach. So I think we did really good adapting to like the different environment and still being successful. Although we didn't get as far as we wanted to in the tournament, we had a good time.
No, absolutely. And what about field hockey? Can you share a note or two from the field hockey season?
Yeah, we have a really young team. We had about like three or four eighth graders playing on varsity with us, and our varsity goalie was a freshman. So when you have like that kind of group of kids on your team, it is a little struggling. You have a 14-year-old playing against an 18-year-old, and it's like the matchups where it's just like age comes into factor, just like the skill level. It was difficult. But it really is, like, a great environment, our field hockey team. And that's why, like, I loved it so much. I considered trying to play, like, in the college level. But then it turned out that track was more what I wanted to do next year.
I want to get into that in just a moment with you. We'll talk about next year in a moment. Before next year, we'll talk about next year. But tell me about your inside Saugus High School. You're on the National Honor Society. So tell me more about that.
Yeah, so with the National Honor Society, we do a lot of, like, community service and volunteer work inside our school and kind of, like, in our town. We work with an organization in Saugus, Healthy Students, Healthy Saugus, and we help prepare, like, food bags to give to students with, like, food insecurity to take home over the weekend. And coming up this Sunday, we're walking at the Walk for Hunger, where we've been raising money for Healthy Students, Healthy Saugus, and, like, the National Project Bread. also with that, I've organized, we do individual service projects. A classmate and I, we've organized like food drive. We've done like cleanups. So it's really like great being a part of that and doing stuff like outside of our school. And then inside the school, we make like cards for the teachers. We do like a teacher breakfast for teacher appreciation and just like kind of little stuff like that too.
All right. Now, you're also the class president at Saugus, so congratulations on that. And what does that entail, being class president?
Definitely a lot of work. So I've been president since my freshman year, so this isn't brand new to me this year, all the work. But it definitely is a lot of, like, just, like, organization, like, planning prom, planning all of our end-of-year activities, balancing kind of, like, the financials we've raised. We've fundraised, like, a lot over these last like 4 years, and kind of like where to put that money to, how should we spend it, and then a lot of like thinking about like what the class wants. That's kind of like how I look at it. I'm like, okay, what do I want my class to have? What do people want for our last week of school? Like, what should I be getting for each other? Like, how can I meet my class's expectations of how like I can make senior year great? Because it's like in the end, like we've been working towards this year for 3 years.
Right. What is there a new event for a senior week in Saugus this year that you can share with us, or what is the most popular event at senior week?
So this year, we're going to Sky Zone for one of the days, and that hasn't really, I don't think it's time that they've done it before. So I'm excited for that. That'll be a lot of fun. And then also we have a field day, which is a lot more like low key of an event, but it's definitely like really like brings up a lot of excitement in people getting to do field day. So I'm looking forward to that. And then we're going to have, hopefully, the car parade through Saugus, which brings a lot of, like, spirit, like, in the town. Like, okay, these are the seniors.
Yeah, spirit, that's it.
Yeah, I couldn't think of the word.
No, oh, no, I get it. No, I know that. The other thing now is the class president also in charge of organizing all the reunions in the years to come?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it has to be that way. All right. Now the other thing I want to talk to you about is your academics at Saugus High School and whether there's been a, you know, you're a math science person, I guess. As we talked before, and was there a particular math science class subject area that interested you the most?
Yeah. So last year I took AP physics and it was probably the hardest class I've ever taken, but I loved going to that class every single day. Just learning like the new things. I passed like one test in there all year, but I was excited to go to the class. I was excited to learn new things and kind of just like understand stuff. For our final project, I got to do like the throwing the egg off the roof experiment, try to protect the egg. So that was really great. Made that class really memorable.
All right. So next year you're at St. Anselm's College. Tell us about your decision-making process that led you to St. Anselm's.
Yeah. So at the end of the school year last year, I reached out to the coach and then I ended up going on a tour there and I loved the right away. So after I spoke with a coach and like toured the campus, I kind of knew that's where like I was gonna end up. Like, I love the school, the community that's there, and to be there in their actually first track season ever, so I was really looking forward to like being part of the building of their track team.
Oh, that's interesting. So but what will they have you be doing for track at St. Anselm's do you think they'll have you do?
Probably the 400, maybe jumping here and there, but definitely like the 400.
So tell me about that. So this is a brand new track program, or will be the second year, or when you get there?
Yeah, when I get there, they'll be in their second year. So this is their first ever track season right now, and they're also building a new track. So I'm really excited for that.
All right, sounds great. You're coming out of a new high school, going to a new track at St. Anselm's. Come on. All right. Nice work. All right. Well, Jessica, we've covered a lot of stuff here, but is there anyone you'd like to give a shout out to, or a group of people that is a final parting shot, if you will, here?
Yeah, definitely all of my track coaches I've had. I've been running track since like first grade and like our youth track camp. Then in middle school, my middle school coach, Miss O'Neill, she put me in the 400 and was kind of like, hey, you're going to run this. And it turns out it's like my event that I love. And then also my current coach right now, Joe Alba, he's been really great in helping me like get to the next steps and really pushing me to do better. Then obviously my parents and my brother, who are always there to support me with whatever I want to do. And it's really great having that support.
I do have to ask you one more follow-up question. So we've got summer coming up here. You're headed to college. What will your training be like? Because you'll be training. What will you be doing in the summer? Or do you think you'll be doing, you know, as far as getting ready for track in the fall, in the, you know, for the school year?
Definitely a lot of running. But I love running just in general. So I'll do that on my own. And then with workouts, I'll be getting to the track a lot, doing sprint reps or whatever it turns out to be. But it'll be fun.
Perfect. Jessica, thanks so much for joining us. Congrats on the award. Again, academics and athletics combined for the Student Athlete of the Month Award from Moynihan Lumber. But Jessica, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck at school in the fall.
Thank you, and thank you for having me. This is great.
You got it. Jessica Bremberg with us, Saugus High School Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month here on MSONewsports.com.